SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Rodolfo or Rod Tan. He is the main artist for the Harmony, which is part of Vivid Sydney. Kumusta, Rod?
Ito mabuti. May sakit, but still going and everything is fine so far.
Officially, the Harmony Tree has been launched Monday. Can you tell us how many lights does the Harmony Tree composed of?
Harmony lights have a total of 6,000 lights. Its swirl is composed of 1,000 and they're all programmable lights.
Are they LED lights?
Yeah, so these are, in a layman's term, it's called LED, but there's some sort of technical name on the lights. It's WS2811, but that's pretty technical.
Yeah.
So, but you can say in a layman's term, it's LED lights.
At kanina, when we were taking the videos, you were explaining kung paano gagana or ano yung mga parts ng lights ano, and there is interactive part of it where you can step on the pads for the music and the lights to change.
Tama po yun. So every segment represents background of people. So it's interactive. At the end of this world, there is interactive dance pad. It's a pressure pad where if you step on it, it will trigger the lights and the sound itself.
Saan mo nakuha yung inspiration nito? I know it's your first year dito sa Sydney. Welcome!
Salamat po. Nilalamig. Pero okay lang. I got the inspiration from, actually it started from the office where I'm currently working at, Coney Bear and Morrison, whereas the office composed of diverse people, colleagues. So it represents also the communities in Sydney, whereas different people, different background and culture. So from there, gumawa po kami ng installation and I derived the inspiration from there, which is diversity of people.
Binanggit mo yung tungkol sa Harmony Tree, pero paano ka napasama sa mga artists and how were you chosen?
Okay, so it's a long process actually. From the start, the office encouraged to come up with their own idea first, sa office. So it's because I'm a project designer, so I need to put my name as a designer. So I come up with a design. So a couple of guys came up with a design as well. And it because I believe the concept that I did is quite strong and the people in the office believe it's a strong message to the installation. So I got chosen internally and then this was submitted in a AOI stage to the Vivid. I believe 100 to 1,000 entries has been submitted to Vivid, but only at the end, only 50 or 50 plus
artists
are really chosen to install their installation. And I just got lucky and just so happened that they liked the concept that I did. And so it is.
Yes, very lucky kasi it's your first year at para sa kagaya mo sabing baguhan, pero agad-agad for the 11 years na Vivid Sydney has been going on, isa ka ngayon sa mga 50 artists na napili.
Yes, and it's not really easy task for them to choose and it's not also very easy to get in because sa dami na magagaling na artist dito and first time ko pang nakapunta rito. I mean, makita ang Vivid. I mean, first time that I arrived here in Sydney as a tourist was year 2016 and it was also Vivid season. So
you were able to see the Vivid.
I was able to see the Vivid during that time and I was so curious about the installation and the music and the lights and never in my dream that I'll be part of the Vivid installation.
Give us a background. Nasabi mo kanina, project designer ka. But you are an architect back in the Philippines?
Opo, tama po yan. So I'm a licensed architect back in the Philippines and worked in Singapore last 2012 until 2018. And then finally decided to settle down here last 2018, June.
So that's for permanent residency now?
Yes, I'm a permanent resident here in Sydney. And hope where it will gonna take me from there.
From being an architect sa Manila, or sa Pilipinas and then moving to Singapore, may pagkakaiba ba working in the Philippines at sa ibang bansa gaya ng Singapore?
Yes, there's a huge difference in terms of working in the Philippines, in Singapore, and in Sydney. In terms of work ethics, time, and in terms of load as well. And of course, the huge difference in working in the Philippines is, of course, mas malapit ka sa pamilya mo. So, kahit na gaano kahirap or ka-stress, it compensates the stress when you're with your family. Unlike in Singapore, if you're stressed and that's it, you become stressed twice than you should be.
Bakit mo naman napilit to move to Australia?
I actually just had a feeling that since since I was in the Philippines, that I have this feeling that I want to move here in Sydney, but it didn't occur to me until I had my first visit here. That was last 2016, and it just so happened, if you guys know po yung hirap nung, not hirap, I mean, it's not easy to get in as a permanent resident, especially sa Sydney, without the right truck and if they're not gonna open with your profession.
Yes. So for our listeners, would you like to invite them to see the Harmony Tree?
Yes, sa mga kababayan kong Pilipino, please visit po my installation ni Harmony here in Botanic Gardens. This is not only my installation, it's our installation as well, showcasing the talent of Filipino here in Australia. So hope to see you guys all here.
Thank you so much, Rod.
Maraming salamat po, Annalyn, for the opportunity na may interview sa SBS.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. sbs.com.au